Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan, and today my co-host is Jerry Peretzman.
Good morning again, and we've got great guests.
It's good. It's going good. Really, it's Tony Logue from the Attorney General's office and Peter Janowski from Johnny Montgomery Scott. And part of this conversation, just before I go back to it, is part of the program that the town of North Hempstead has, which is Project SAFE, Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. And there are going to be a number of seminars throughout the town. I'm just going to give off a few of the dates. Tony and Peter will be at most of them. Of course, their schedule determines which ones they can come to. But on April 22nd, the Landmark in Port Washington from 2 to 3:30. April 29th at the Great Neck Senior Center from 12 to 1:30. May 6th at Hicksville, which is from 1:30 to 3. May 13th, again at the Landmark in Port Washington from 2 to 3:30. The Hillside Library on May 28th, which is from 2 to 3:30. Westbury Library on June 4th. That's from 10 to 11:30. And the Shelter Rock Library on June 11th. We'll be posting the dates, and we'll be keeping everybody, you know, informed. I give out Peter's number, which is 516-535-3421. If you want to call Peter and schedule one. Cheryl Lee in Charlie Berman's office is doing the libraries with this. The point is, this is something, these are free seminars, and Tony's done plenty of them with us, where we're just bringing this information to the people. And it's so important. Christina and I have done in the past golden nuggets that you learn one thing at a seminar that you can pass on, and whether it saves you or your friend thousands of dollars, it turns out, it was well worth it. And you take the time. It's also an afternoon out.
Right. Just like to mention that you said we'll do it for you. Right. Project SAFE is mobile, so we could come out to your senior group, your men's club, your women's club, whatever it may be. It could be a card group, whatever it is. If you want a guest speaker in any capacity, even if you don't have regular speakers and you want us to present, we'd be glad to do that. So it's 516.
Card group?
People play cards. Bridge group. Why not? 516-535-3421.
Okay. The card group. I'll have to let that register. Identity theft. That's what I want to touch on now. Another important one that seniors don't pay attention to, but it hits them. Because, again, we have a trusting generation. And the impact when somebody has their identity stolen is astronomical. I've only come across a few people that it's happened to. We have a client that last week, 2 weeks ago, they called us. They went to get their taxes done. Christina, this is the best. When they went to the accountant to file the taxes, the accountant told them, your taxes have already been filed.
Yeah.
Actually done it. Return was sent. Check was cashed. Everything was done electronically.
That's terrible.
And these people didn't know until they went to their accountant to do them. And he says, he punched it up. It's like, it's been done.
So then they have to prove that they're...
I don't know. We're in the middle of it.
Horrible.
Our part of it was we had to, you know...
Yeah,
do something on all their accounts. They have to be frozen.
Right.
They can't even get the money because it just becomes, it's a night. I don't know. This is only a couple of weeks ago, so it's fresh. Never heard of anything like it. Mm-hmm. Their taxes were already filed and the check was cashed, their return check.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and this is two educated, intelligent people. So this is not happening because you're not paying attention. Two professionals.
Well, this happens without you knowing it. That's... You know, it's not that you got a telephone call and someone said, what's your Social Security number? This is happening without your knowledge.
Yeah, that's the spooky thing.
That's really scary.
That's not a scam. That's just pure theft.
Yes,
right.
Two different things.
One of the first things for seniors is shredding. I mean, it really is so important. You know, you get your bills. Don't be throwing the mail out. I mean, people go through your garbage. And it's I don't know where it starts. But it's an accumulation of information, and that they put something together, and that you really, I mean, one of the seminars we had a fellow there who was just, you know, it's $99, $159. It's the cheapest investment you can make. But you know, they start two things: the shredding of your mail, and my wife does this all the time, which we don't anymore. You know, you put your mail out for the postman to take it.
Right.
So. You take two or three pieces of mail, I get where you're sending your bills to.
There's a check in there.
I can still send the check, though. But now I've taken all the information.
Right, your account numbers.
Everything.
Right.
I'll put it into another envelope. I'll send it on so nobody knows your MasterCard, American Express, was paid. But I took every bit of information. And who would ever think of it? I mean, it's you're heading off to work. You stick it in the mailbox, and the mailman takes it.
Yeah, those days are long gone where you could just put the flag out, with your mail to go out.
Yeah.
You have to put it into a U.S. postal box, physically put
Absolutely.
It in. Right, don't put it outside. That's a very important point. And people don't even think about that, but.
I didn't until it was last fall when we were doing, and Tony was there, and Peter was there, and I was like, whoa, what they, and people will do it because. Legally, your trash, when you put the you put your trash out, it's no longer your property.
You have no expectation of privacy once you put it out on the curb.
Right. Anybody can go through it. You see people going through it, take out the 5-cent bottles, which is fine. Mm-hmm. If you have them in there, you collect and they make, but what else are they taking with it? That's the spooky thing. And seniors have to just, again, I'm not trying to tell you to live in fear.
Well, I think there's too many people out there looking for easy marks, and you don't need to help them is what the message really is.
Right.
I mean, be prudent. Think, everything you have, for example, I'm sure you'll get to this, but when someone asks you for your credit card number, unless you know who they are, you've done business with them before, just don't give it to them.
Right.
Tony, that was a hint. You're going to get to that.
Yes.
Right. But
I know. So, leading, following up to that, if you get a call where people are soliciting information, like banking information, your date of birth, any account numbers from credit cards, right there, or if they're trying to verify and they call from a company. I just did that the other day. I said, I'm not giving you this information. I'm going to call the number on the back of the credit card, and I'm going to check with them. And if they say yes, that they need that, then I'll. But I'm not going to give you this information just because you call me. I have to call somebody I know with a trusted number and check out. So never, ever give any information where you did not make the phone call. If they're calling you directly, your antenna should be going up that something's wrong.
It's the truth. And actually, I this has not happened to me, but somebody told me recently of some restaurant they went to where now the restaurant is bringing the swiper to the table because, to do your card. So the card doesn't leave your hand because I take your card and I go in the back and I run it through and then I write down the number and I write down the name. I turn it over. I write down the 1, 2, 3 on the back. I got everything.
Right. And some people have those handheld skimmers. Have you ever heard of those?
No.
Where they record. So.
Oh, really?
Well, they have the little boxes that go right onto an iPhone. If somebody has a small business, a real small business, and they're literally working just off their phone, you can plug an attachment into your phone that's probably 3/4 of an inch by 3/4 of an inch. It's tiny, and it'll swipe the credit card right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's going to be more prevalent as well. Mm-hmm. There'll come a time when you have those. I don't even know what they're called. It's like a barcode,
right? Okay.
But it's a square and it's a diagram. Everything's gonna be paid for like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spooky,
right?
Because these are fine restaurants, but the restaurants nowadays, it's tough to get staff. So even though I think this new kid is as honest as can be, boy or girl, it makes no difference to me. They take down one number,
right?
And they don't use it for a week. You have no idea where it came from,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden it's $300, $500, $3,000. And look at the issue. And you can't trace it back, and it's done.
Right.
They went into 5 stores. Actually, who was I with? I can't think. Somebody recently who – but their card guy.
Well, another thing you should be aware of check your credit card statements. I've heard the story that someone gets the number, and they run a tiny little purchase through – let's say for $11, and you just look at the long list, and $11, I don't remember going there, but it's $11. And if it goes through, then they hit you for a big one
the next
billing cycle.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a test.
Right. Statement could be late. I would suggest that if anybody has the opportunity to sign up with any credit card or debit card company to get notified via email or text that the purchase is made, they should do it. Mm-hmm. I made an unusual purchase yesterday. I did not tell my wife about it, but I don't tell her about much things anyway. So, but we don't have enough time. We don't have enough time in a show to get into that.
Right.
She asked me last night, "Did you spend so and so on this credit card?" I said, "Yeah, I did." I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I made it like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I saw her last night, 8 o'clock. Listen, I don't know how she found out, but that, you know, if there's an opportunity to do something electronically and not wait for a paper statement to come, right. I would suggest that.
Right. And sometimes the credit card companies do catch it.
Yeah.
I just this weekend I got a call from one of my credit cards saying that a purchase had been made in France at a variety store. For $101, did you make it? I said no.
Right.
So they right away closed the credit card down, right. And you know, which sometimes they do catch unusual things. But to your point,
was easy. How many variety stores are in France?
Right. Yeah, I mean every other purchase in the U.S. and then at 3 a.m. there's one in Paris.
Right, exactly. That's where they're right.
Actually, you have to, don't you tell them when you're leaving the country usually?
They ask you to tell them, okay. Yeah, so that they know that those, so they don't do that. They don't cut.
Right, it wouldn't make sense.
They don't start declining things while you're overseas because thinking that someone has gotten a hold of your credit card number.
Right. But with social media, with technology, what Peter was saying, I think, you know, if there's some way to be notified when something goes through or something out of the norm, it doesn't make sense. I mean, that little trick that you were saying, put a small one and then come back and hit a big one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't, honestly, don't look at my credit card bill. You know, sure. I mean, I don't use it that often. I'm not a credit card person.
Yeah.
And so I know, top of my head, it's going to be 500. But see, I'm not saying, if it's 1,000, I know it's wrong.
Right.
But it could be 515. I wouldn't pay attention to that.
That's right. They run a tiny one through. You never really.
Right. You don't pay attention.
No.
And unfortunately, even if you go like a place like Starbucks, I have no idea if Starbucks does it or not, but a lot of these places, the name that comes up is not what you did anyway. You're so confusing. You see a name, it's like, I didn't buy anything there, but then you realize that must be the name there, especially with Amazon. Some of the things you buy, it's like you're buying a watch and you're getting some other bizarre company.
Yeah.
We're moving along here. We have to take another break. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.